各位弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
踏入2014年，我哋踏入第五日啦。
This is the first day of January, in 2014.
唔知你点样开始你今年嘅咧
？How do you start your year?
过去几日有冇放到假去咗边度 shopping 咧
？Do you have a holiday and go shopping?
当新年开始嘅时间，喺唔同嘅地方、唔同嘅国家，都会用一个嘅方法去开始新嘅一年。
When the new year starts, there's different places and different nationality. They are celebrating the new year in some ways.
都会用同一个方法嘅。
There's one way.
系乜嘢
？What is it?
放烟花。
Fireworks.
系咪啊？有好多唔同嘅烟花，呢个系杜拜嘅。
This is Dubai.
跟住有香港噶啦
，China、Hong Kong，
有台湾啦，
台湾，
Sydney， 仲有好多唔同嘅地方，大家呢个好熟啦 ，Times Square，
New York，
仲有多伦多
，and Toronto too，
仲有好多好多。当每个新年嘅时候，当大家一齐倒数之后，跟住踏入新嘅一年，就会放烟花。
Every year, a lot of places.During the countdown, at the end of the countdown, they put fireworks on.
點解放煙花呢其實
？Why? Why firework?
煙花佢有一個好燦爛嘅一個嘅發放。
Fireworks is beautiful and bright.
相信放煙花係代表住嘅每個人心裏面都好想有一個燦爛同埋好嘅開始。
It almost like representing our heart wanting a good bright start.
但当我哋留心啲去睇烟花嘅时候，其实佢又有另一方面嘅。
When we are looking at the firework and think about it，
系烟花系好灿烂嘅。
Yes, it's good and bright。
不过系短暂嘅。
But it's very short。
当放烟花嘅时候，我哋其实系咪真系想有一个嘅灿烂，但系却系短暂嘅一个嘅开始咧
？When we put the fireworks on, do we really want a bright but short start？
好多年之前喺香港有一个嘅。當時好出名嘅歌星
，There was in Hong Kong a singer。
佢講咗一句説話之後，就一路嘅沉咗啦。
He speak of one thing and then his fame goes way down。
但佢講呢句説話其實唔係冇意思嘅。
His word is quite meaningful actually。
剎那嘅光輝
，a short brightness，
唔代表
，it's not
永恆嘅
，it's not forever。
又好真實嘅係咪？剎那嘅光輝真係唔代表永恆嘅。
A very bright, like fireworks, it's just a temporary thing.
咁樣其實乜嘢先至係真實而又恆久嘅咧
？What is real and long term?
真實而又恆久嘅。
Real and long term?
喺一個太弱全強嘅社會裏面講緊嘅就係做多啲嘅嘢，做快啲，做好啲，有成果，有業績。
In a world when the fittestsurvival of the fittest, when we do more, do faster, do better, and that's like forever, is it?
当你咁样做嘅时候，你就会有身份、有地位、有权、有名、有利。
When we do all that, then we have the social status, we have the money, we have the fame, we get the popularity.
呢个就系呢个社会话俾我哋听咩叫做真实而恒久。
This is what the social world is telling us. This is forever.
亦都系因为因咁样嘅理解嘅里边。近年有好多嘅 Tiger Mom 虎媽，佢哋亦都按住呢一個嘅內容去教導佢哋嘅兒女。
Because of this type of social pressure, that everybody has to work the best, there's a term called Tiger Mom in Hong Kong, telling, you know, training the kids the same similar way.
唔係淨係 Hong Kong。
It's not just Hong Kong, apparently.
要佢哋比人快一步去學嘢。
They have to learn faster, earlier age.
做多啲嘅嘢
，do more，
加强佢哋嘅训练
，and train them better。
而佢哋有一个口号叫做不要输在起步点
，and their slogan is do not lose in the starting point。
要赢喺个起步点嗰度。
They have to win。
新嘅一年开始，我哋又点样嘅去起步呢
？In the new year, how do we get our step forward？
我哋系咪都系用紧咁样嘅态度、咁样嘅角度去睇？甚至乎我哋教会嘅事工呢
？Are we using the social pressure, the norm, the way we are looking our church and how we grow, and work forward？
作为一个父亲，我亦都自问，我系咪要去选择成为一个 tiger dad 咧？
As a father, am I going to be a 虎父？
作为弟兄姊妹你哋嘅牧师，我系咪要成为一个 tiger pastor 咧
？When I'm the pastor of your church, am I going to 虎牧师？
圣经里边有一位嘅父亲。
There's a father in the describing the Bible.
喺佢个仔开工以前
when his son get his career started,
佢用咗一句说话去奠定佢嘅起步点。
And he used this word to lay the foundation for his work ministry.
在座嘅好多嘅父亲
there's many fathers in our church.
当你个仔去翻学翻工嘅时候，第一次翻学翻工嘅时候
，When your son is starting his career or his first job.
你会同佢讲咩说话呢
？What are you going to say to him？
俾心机做好啲
，Do better，
快啲升职赚多啲钱
，Move forward and get promotions。
记住俾家用
，Contribute to my expenses。
我哋可能会讲好多唔同嘅说话，去让我哋奠定我哋个儿女佢哋嘅起步点究竟系点样
？We'll as a father, we'll give them give our son and daughter the advice during the first job that they have。
圣经里面这个的父亲他讲了什么说话呢
?But this, the father in this, the Bible, did not speak that type of word.
耶稣基督神的儿子他在路加福音第三章23节记载到他开始传道的时候年纪约30岁。
Jesus is the son of God. When he started his ministry, is about 30 years old.
路加福音第三章那里讲到他一开始以先他去受洗。
In the firstthing that he does in describing chapter 3:20, verse 23, he wants to be baptized.
他受洗之后
after his baptismal,
天上边有声音同佢讲说话
There's a voice came from heaven.
我哋知道呢个系天父对佢讲嘅说话
This is the word from the Father.
你系天父，你嘅爱子开始要开工啦
If you are the Father, like the God and your son is starting his ministry.
你同佢讲啲咩说话咧
？What are you going to say to him？
耶稣，耶稣。
Jesus, Jesus。
嗱，我而家话俾你听，你应该咧，你跟住就要做啲咩噶啦
？I'm telling you now, this is what you have to do。
嗱，你应该有三年嘅时间，好好做呢三年。
You got about 3 years. You better do it well。
唔好衰啊，知唔知啊
？Don't do a bad thing。
衰咗大镬噶，知唔知啊
？If you do a bad thing, everybody will look down on you。
世人得唔到拯救
噶。Nobody is going to be saved。
你记住要做啲乜嘢？
Yeah, you remember to do this.
你面对嗰啲所谓嘅法利赛人嘅时间咧，你记住要点样嘅严厉。
When you are looking at the Hebrews and Jews, make sure you are
stern.
You have to be stern.
面对住嗰啲嘅你嘅，你要好清楚，你知道你嘅目标方向系啲乜嘢。
You have to be clear with your goal.
嗱，三年搞唔掂你就死啦。
Yeah, if you fail in 3 years, you're dead.
系咪你都死嘅
？You're dead anyways.
不过睇下你点死。
But how you're going to be persecuted？
嗱，你记住你做嘢要有果效。
You have to have results。
嗱，你做唔到嘢出嚟咧，你冇面见我。
If you can't do it, your ministry don't even come back to me。
天父系咪同耶稣讲呢啲嘅说话
？Did the Father tell Jesus that？
好奇怪喎，唔系。
No, absolutely not。
佢讲乜嘢
？What did he say？
路加福音第三章21节下半节嗰度。讲到话正祷告嘅时候，天就开了，圣灵降临在他身上，就是耶稣身上，仿佛形状仿佛甲子，又有声音从天上来说：你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
As Jesus was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven: You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased.
你是我的爱子。
You are my beloved son.
父神面对住道成肉身的耶稣，他在他侍奉以先，他要他不输在起步点，他不是给事工的蓝图、技术的训练、组织团队给他，而是他跟他讲一句说话，你是我的爱子，我爱你。
The first word that came from God is not to tell him how to form a team, how to set the goals,how to train him to do his ministry. He just doesn't want him to fail in the starting point. The word that he said must be very important. You are my beloved son.
耶稣开始嘅侍奉嘅时候，佢需要听到嘅系呢一句嘅说话。
When Jesus started his ministry, what he wants is that comfort from the word of God. You are my beloved son.
更何况系我哋一班嘅侍奉神嘅人。
And if God, if Jesus want to hear those words, how much more do we want to hear the same word from our parents?
今年喺新一年嘅起步嘅时候，一切以先，父神好想嘅俾你去听到呢句嘅声音，你系我所爱嘅孩子。
Before we even get our first step into 2014, we want to hear this word, and God is speaking to every one of us. You are my beloved son.
或者你都有听过嘅，但你系咪真系咁样相信呢
？You have heard that before, but do you really believe in your heart?
你真係知道嘅，但喺你嘅心嘅裏面，你係咪真係切實嘅？你去擁抱住呢句嘅説話呢
we treasure that type of word, but do you really embrace and act on God's love?
父神同你講，你係我所愛嘅孩子。
God is telling you, you are my beloved son.
你知唔知道撒旦對人對我哋講一個最大聲嘅説話係啲乜嘢呢？
Do you know what Satan was telling us? He's putting a loud voice and talking to us.
这个大话我们相信的时候甚至乎是会去摧毁我们的生命的。
If we believe in him, in Satan, then basically our life could be destroyed.
大家留意的时候你会发觉他经常都跟你讲这句说话。
He always repeat this.
他说你没用的。
You're useless.
你不可爱的。
You're not lovable.
做什么都没用的了。
You can't do anything.
神爱你啊。
God doesn't love you.
熟唔熟啊？呢句说话。
Is that familiar to you?
系咪好多时候都好大声、好有能力嘅咁样嘅去同我哋讲，甚至乎喺度摧毁紧我哋嘅生命。
Does Satan's voice always ring in your ear and telling you repeatedly all these words?
但系到我哋听唔到天父同我哋讲，佢好爱我哋。
But his voice is so loud that we cannot hear what God is trying to say to us.
美国国家科学院佢有一个嘅报告指出咗冷漠缺乏爱会导致乜嘢呢大脑萎缩同埋发育不全嘅。
There's a study in a scientific study in the states saying that if somebody like special babies if they lack of love the brain size actually atrophy not doesn't grow as big as a normal size baby
甚至乎最终系直接同埋间接系会引致死亡嘅。
And it might be a causal relationship that the brain might even die or the baby might die.
在这个嘅图嘅里边咧，系科学家针对住两个三岁大嘅儿童所做一个大脑嘅扫描。
In the scan there, there's actually a three-year-old baby, and they were just doing a cross-section and see the size of the brain.
大家睇到右边呢一个咧，系比左边嗰个系好明显系细好多嘅。
On that side, is much smaller than the normal size.
嗰个嘅脑袋系呢个嘅儿童系长期嘅受到佢嘅母亲忽视同埋冷漠。
In that smaller brain size, that type of children are always be neglected by the parents.
直接讲系佢冇经历到爱。
There is no love enjoyed or experienced by that little baby.
母亲嘅冷漠忽视对呢个嘅儿童令到佢嘅大脑萎缩。
The aloofness, the cold-shoulderness of the mother, not loving the child will actually cause the brain to not develop well.
美国 UCLA 嘅医学教授 Alan Shore 佢话
there's a study from UCLA Medical School, Alan Shore said,
喺婴儿嘅成长嘅头嘅两年嘅里面大脑嘅健康发展同母亲之间嗰个嘅爱嘅关系有非常大嘅。
The brain size and the baby's development in the first 2 years is direct correlation to the mother's love.
而 85% 嘅脑细胞嘅生长嘅情况喺两岁之前就会决定咗噶啦。
About 80% of the brain cells are actually pre-developed in the first 2 years.
生命当中唔好输喺起步点，原来系爱嘅确定。
Do not lose in the starting point is actually a reflection of what love is.
同样属灵的生命侍奉的生命教会的生命不要输在起步点同样的我们要得到是爱的确定。
The same thing, our spiritual life, the service in church, our spiritual growth, they are all determined by how much love we receive.
就是由这位爱我们的天父那里我们亲身的听见并且的相信接受他对我们说你是我的爱子。
We have the assurance, the affirmation of love from God himself.You are my beloved son.
你是我所爱的孩子。
You are my beloved son.
听不到 唔知道、唔相信、唔接受，就会产生嘅系生命嘅萎缩、发育唔健全、受伤、死亡。
You're not listening to God. You cannot hear Him, and you're not embracing His affirmation. It will cause your spiritual life to dwindle and die.
原来听唔到、唔相信、唔接受父神爱嘅确立，真系会死嘅。
If you're not embracing God's affirmation of love, your spiritual life will die.
好想嘅，以下有一段时间，这个时间我交俾 Gloria 姊妹。佢会同大家去分享佢一个死亡边缘嘅一个经历。
There's a testimony by our sister Gloria, and she's going to share with us about not getting that affirmation of love from God.
Hello. 我就是别人口中的细哥。
It's all in English, isn't it?
Actually, it's all in Chinese.
Oh, that's in Chinese.
Should I do a...
No, that's okay. I'll interpret.
Oh, okay.
I'll try my best.
Okay, thank you. 我就是别人口中的小哥。Yeah, 小哥。
Oh, everybody is calling me the smaller Gloria. There must be another Gloria in
yes.
the church. Yeah, that's right. Okay, now I understand.
个细个都系咁，个个儿时嘅朋友都系咁叫我嘅。
Everybody has been all through my life has been calling me the smaller Gloria。
有个细哥梗系有个大哥啦。
If there's a smaller Gloria, there must be an older one。
主早已经有安排。
God actually had a pre-planted。
我其实识咗大哥同Jackie 同大哥好耐噶啦，但喺教会再相遇翻。
I know Gloria and Jackie. Apparently, that the bigger Gloria is Gloria and Jackie, and I know them for a long time. And we met again in this church.
今日我好幸运得到主嘅带领。
I'm lucky to have God leading me back.
可以喺呢度同大家分享我信主嘅过程。
And I want to share with you my testimony.
每个个体主都爱护同埋照顾。
Everybody is loving me and caring for me.
就连我呢、这个从前咁拒绝信耶稣嘅我，佢从来都冇离开过我。
God never leave me, even though I actually leave him.
主继续照顾我嘅需要。
God always look after my needs.
继续喺我身边等待我翻去佢，等待翻去认识佢，同埋认识佢嘅角度。
And is always waiting on my on the side, waiting for me to change my heart to come back to him.
其实我好细个就已经被屋企人送咗嚟 Vancouver 读书。
When I was small, I was actually almost like delivered to Vancouver to study here.
大部分时间其实我有同我阿姨一起住过，但系大部分时间所有嘅问题都系我自己照顾自己、自己解决嘅。其实。
Since I was small, I was living with my auntie, so basically I actually solved the problem myself in my own way.
我大概15岁呢就自己搬咗出嚟住，有车有楼，其实都几难过几大镬嘅其实。
When I was 15, I actually moved out by myself, and I do have an apartment and a car to drive.
咁我16岁先开始揸车啦，当然，咁我15岁唔揸得啦，咁仲要等喎。
When I was 15, I had a car, but I didn't have a license until I'm 16.
咁因为我系屋企嘅独女。
I was the single child in my family.
爸爸同妈妈咧喺我9岁已经离咗婚噶啦，其实。
My parents separated when she was 9 years old.
咁我其实同妈妈冇再联络，佢亦都唔再肯见我。咁佢有佢自己嘅生活，咁我就同爸爸相依为命啦，其实。
I'm with my father all the time because my mother didn't want to see us, and we never actually had communicated in any way.
又因为咁样咧，爹哋咧就对我好大嘅内疚同遗憾。
Because of that, daddy is almost like feeling that I owe me something.
咁咧，所以咧，佢所有我ask 佢嘅要求啊，或者系物质咧，佢都尽量满足我。
Whatever I ask for material wise, my father always give it to me.
但系佢对我嘅补偿咧，令我更加有缺失。
Because of that compensation, I still feel that emptiness in my heart.
因为其实就真系冇人爱我噶，因为我9岁已经自己俾人 move 咗嚟呢度。咁十五歲自己有屋有車，咁之後嘅日子咧就係、是、我都唔知點算啦，真係。
There's actually nobody actually loved me because I was here studying at 9 and I was by myself, moved out in the house and with a car when I was 15. There's actually nothing, doesn't seem like to be anything to live for.
咁物質就好多，買嘅嘢好多，買咗翻嚟拆都未拆過，開都未開過，就送曬俾人啦，可以。
There's so much stuff with me. Things that I buy, I did not even open, but I actually did not even want to open and I just give it out.
對我嚟講咧，從來都唔開心、唔快樂，亦都好其實做人好冇意義，因為隨手可得，物質就隨手可得噶啦已經，但係其他嘅嘢咧就從來冇擁有。
Materialize, I'm really have a lot, but it's never actually fulfilling in my heart because everything I can buy, I can own, just like that. There's nothing meaningful in it.
咁亦都會覺得自己好冇用，因為所有嘢都唔係我自己親手去 work for 嘅。其實
Everything that I can get, I did not earn it myself. So basically, I feel like I'm totally useless.
咁其實好多次咧，我自己都面臨其實唔係面臨嘅，係試過，亦都係 attempt 過去自殺嘅。
I actually have thought about it and attempted to commit suicide.
咁當然啦，我唔成功先可以喺度同大家分享我嘅信主過程啦。
Obviously, I was not successful in my suicide attempt. That's why I'm here to share with you my testimony.
咁我哋都好感謝台下嘅 Angela 同佢老公 Tommy 啦，對我無限量嘅照顧同忍耐喺呢段時間。
And during this time, Tommy and Angela actually helped me a lot.
咁所以我自小缺乏愛，但係咧我就將我自己嘅愛，我希望俾人愛，亦都希望人哋愛我，就投放咗一段錯誤嘅關係上面啦。
Because my longing for love, I actually had put my love in a wrong place.
呢段感情咧，其實令到我幾痛苦嘅，因為無論言語上邊同埋身體上邊咧，都受傷害。其實
Regardless of whether my body or my spirit is all hurt on the wrong relationship, because I cast my love on the wrong relationship。
呢一段關係亦都令到我走到去一個谷底。
And I was in the abyss emotionally。
咁咧，我自己由細到大都成日聽到一個聲音，就係話，其實你一個好冇用嘅人。
I always heard this voice in my mind ringing. I'm just a useless person.
你人生冇意義㗎，你冇嘢 work for， 你亦都冇嘢再應該留喺呢個世界，你只會係所有人嘅負累。
I'm just a burden for everybody. There is nothing to work for. I'm a useless person. There's no hope in me.
因為由細到大，媽咪會打我啦，有原因又好，冇原因又好。我從來唔知道乜嘢，其實我知道乜嘢係 right， 乜嘢係 wrong， 但係因為媽咪從來就係、是、佢一發脾氣，佢一唔開心，佢就會打我噶啦。
When my mom is angry and emotional, always spank me, and regardless of reason, whether it's right or wrong, even though I know what's right, what's wrong, but still she beat me regardless.
所以其實亦都試過我翻幼稚園或者係因為我屋企有工人嘅，我亦都有翻幼稚園嘅時候，人哋睇到先生睇到啲傷，亦都會問點解會俾人打到咁樣咧？但係嗰陣時冇話弱兒要去有啲咩人去幫助你嘅其實。
When I was actually in kindergarten and elementary school, and my bruise is shown up, and people ask me what is going on, but at that time, the society never actually had child abuse cases like that at all, so nothing was actually known.
咁我諗因為咁，因為我自己嘅背景，因為呢段關係，就令到我再有自殺嘅念頭。
Because of my background and also I cast my love in the wrong relationship, I actually had that suicidal thought again.
咁其實我一路都有呢啲我聲音㗎，但係就越嚟越強，就因為其實我有好多壓力啦、做嘢啦、屋企啦，同埋呢段感情一路受壓嘅時候，我諗魔鬼就有機會同我講，就係繼續同我講你冇用嘅，越嚟越大聲啦，就係咁樣。
The Satan's voice become louder and louder because my life's pressure, my life pressure, my background, my hopelessness situation, so the voice become louder and louder.
咁我就開始去諗，其實係唔係我係所有人嘅婦女，我係咪應該揀呢條路呢？條路好似好嗰陣時覺得好正確，係因為我冇出路啦已經。
I was thinking of is a suicidal way a way to get out. Am I a burden to everybody? I always keep that thought circling in my mind, and Satan's voice become louder too.
但係喺我最無助嘅時候。
In the my the most hopeless situation at the time.
主咧就好神奇地咧，我嗰日喺屋企諗緊。點樣去死㗎啦？其實已經。
I was sitting in my house thinking of how to commit suicide.
但係就好好神奇地咧 ，Angela 就打咗一個電話俾我。
Miraculously, Angela called me.
咁 Angela 就神就將 Angela 帶翻嚟我身邊。
And God brought her back, my friend back.
亦都將我帶到羅神父面前。
And brought me back to Pastor Law.
就係咁咧，我人生咧，又再次翻到一個新嘅起點。
And I'm beginning to start it all over again.
嗰個起點就係翻返去神裏面。
I'm back to God again as a starting point.
亦都係咁樣嘅機會咧，令我再次去認識神，亦都再次同神建立一個關係。
And because of this situation, I reestablished my relationship with God.And I'm starting afresh again.
但當然啦，信咗主之後，唔會啲問題就係嘣一聲冇曬嘅。
Obviously, the problem is not solved.
但係因為咁，因為我神係咁樣將我嘅生命改變，慢慢去認識佢，令到我心裡面有平安。
Because of the turning point, I have peace in my heart. Even though the problem is still here, but I face a life in a different perspective.
因為一個平安的心去面對這件事呢，我的改變令到我身邊的另外一半沒辦法再用他的言語或者是他身體上面的傷害我，因為我心裡面平安，我懂得去面對這一件事，主一路都帶著我去面對。
Because of the peace in my heart, I was in that bad relationship. The other half cannot deal with that peace.Even though he still abused me, but the way I'm responding to him is different, so he can't stand it.
當然啦，佢就好似我 temptation 咁，佢仍然會用盡曬佢嘅方法，去用佢嘅説話啦，去挑剔我嘅缺點啦，接受佢對我嘅唔公平啦。當然。
In that relationship, that person actually still continues to criticize me, trying to draw me back to the wrong way of life. Continue to criticize me.
但是因为主俾我明白到我真正嘅真正嘅意义同埋真正嘅价值观。
Because God gave me the what my identity is, my self worth is.
亦都因为我其实同主讲咗一样好简单嘅嘢，因为呢件事情我已经自己搞唔掂啦，我愿意将我自己摆上跟随佢嘅脚步。
Because I actually talked tell God that I can't handle my life anymore. I want to give my life back to you.Please lead me.
咁事情就突然之間不一樣啦，對方亦都有改變喺同時。
Because of that, all the perspective is all different.
我而家呢個情，我而家呢段關係已經去到一個位，就係已經結束咗。我知道我自己生命需要啲乜嘢啦，已經。
Now I entered that bad relationship, and I'm starting new, and I know what I'm striving for.
主對我哋咧，其實係無條件咁去愛嘅。
God's love is without bound, without strings attached.
雖然咧，我每一次佢開少少罅道門，開少少罅俾我去認識佢嘅時候咧，我永遠都係白埋道門噶。
Even though God wants to open the door for me to get to know Him, but I always close the door myself.
咁就亦然，身邊仍然都好多引誘噶。
There's always temptations around me.
但係我信靠主之後咧，所有嘢都變得好咗，其實係我自己的人變得好咗，我心情變得好咗，我平復咗，我信靠咗主之後，其實好多嘢係改變咗嘅。
Because I believe in God, my life is changed. My temper is changed. I'm much better than before, and I feel better. And everybody surrounding me feel the difference too.
現在其他的事我不會再擔心，我只要順從主的意思，順從祂的腳步，事情就會自己有個完善的解決方法。
I have peace in my heart, so even though there's a problem ahead, I don't have to worry about it anymore, and eventually those things will be solved by itself.
多謝大家。
Thank you.
多謝 Gloria。
Thank you, Gloria.
我仲記得Gloria, 其實係有一晚好夜呢Angela 打電話俾我，好擔心佢。佢話唔得，我朋友要自殺啦。
I still remember the first time I met Gloria as Angela called me late at night saying that my friend is trying to commit suicide.
咁我首先我要 calm down 咗 Angela 先。
First thing I have to calm down is Angela.
我仲記得第一次嘅見 Gloria 嘅時候，佢喺我 office 嗰度。
First time when I was seeing Gloria is in my office.
我同佢傾到耶穌基督嘅愛。
And we're talking about Jesus' love.
但佢不斷嘅重複嘅就係講話我唔可愛。
And she's just keep on repeating that I'm not lovable. I'm not lovable.
我冇用。
I'm useless.
我唔值得去愛。
I'm not worthy of his love.
我係人嘅負累。
I'm the burden to everybody.
呢啲嘅聲音纏繞咗佢幾十年嘅時間。
Those voices keep on ringing inside his head for many years.
直至嘅佢聽見耶穌同佢講，你係我所愛。
Until Jesus, she can listen to Jesus' voice.You are my beloved child.
其實神對佢真係好好。
God is really nice to her.
由佢細個到一路成長，其實神好多好多次嘅俾佢知道佢好愛佢。
During his growth period, God always knocked at her door saying that I love you.
佢唔係未聽過嘅。
She actually had listened to those words before.
不過佢拒絕。
But she ignored that.
佢唔相信。
She doesn't believe it.
而知道呢個聲音被其他嘅撒旦嘅聲音蓋過。
Until that voice is overwhelmed by Satan's repeated messages.
甚至乎去到一個地步要摧毀佢嘅生命。
To the point that she wants to commit suicide.
好嚴重嘅。
Very serious case.
原來聽唔到神嘅聲音同我哋講，同埋唔接受佢愛我哋呢個嘅事實係好嚴重嘅。
It's a serious business. If you cannot listen to God's voice about that message,You are my beloved child.
大家都知道4月1號是什麼日子？
Do you know April 1st? Fool's Day?
愚人節。
Yeah, April Fool's Day.
Fool's Day, 愚人節。
Yeah, April Fool's Day.
原來呢，在歷史的上面有一個很出名的愚人節。
There is a very famous case about April Fool's Day.
是在1962年的瑞典。
Back in 1962 in Sweden.
1962年的時間，大家都知道，大家看電視都還是看黑白電視的。
Were you born yet? Well, when you're looking at...
我未。
When you're looking at, watching TV, at that time was just black and white.
1962年的4月1號。
During April 1st,
1962. 在瑞典的電視台那裡有一個的自稱為一個的專家的人叫做Stenson。
There's a technical expert in the broadcast telling people. His name is Stenson.
佢就宣布一樣嘢。
He announced one thing.
佢話有一個好簡單嘅方法，可以將黑白電視變做彩色電視。
There's a simple way to turn your black and white TV into a color TV.
佢首先講咗一大扎嘅好專業嘅名詞。
And he was telling all the bubble jargons and technical terms.
俾人覺得佢好專業。
To make him credible.
跟住佢就話去到嗰個重點啦。
And then he gets to the point.
佢就話其實好簡單嘅啫。
It's very simple.
只要你攞一個嘅女士嘅嗰啲嘅襪褲，尼龍襪褲。
All you need is the nylon stocking from the female nylon stockings.
你剪開佢。
You cut it.
Tape 咗佢喺個電視嗰度。
Tape it in front of the screen.
仲要唔單止，唔一定睇到彩色㗎。
That's not finishing.
你要咧慢慢就啱個距離。
And you have to back off a certain distance.
同埋個角度。
And then you have to orient yourself in a certain angle.
你就會突然之間睇到個電視變咗彩色嘅啦。
And then you'll see that full color spectrum in the TV.
喺呢個1962年嘅4月1號。
April 1st, 1962.
成千上萬嘅瑞典人。
thousands and thousands.
帶住一個好興奮嘅心情。
They are so happy.
就攞曬無論佢太太或者個太太自己嗰啲嘅物庫。
They buy stockings or get the stocking from their wives.
就喺個電視面前。
And then just tape the stocking in front.
好期望睇到彩色電視。
And they were hoping that they can see color in TV.
當然呢個係一個嘅愚人節嘅一個嘅謊話。
Yeah, obviously this is an April Fool's joke.
當你今日問一啲嘅瑞典人嘅時候，佢哋好多都仲記得呢一個嘅當日發生嘅呢個情況。
If you ask people from Sweden, if they're old enough, they can still remember that incident.
呢個 Stenson 佢呢個嘅欺騙嘅謊話，當然係只係玩下嘅啫。
Stenson is just basically joking around.
冇乜真係咩嘅傷害。
There is no damage done.
最多嘅爛咗千零二千條嘅嗰啲嘅物庫。
Other than a skyrocketing sales of stockings and cut up stockings.
但係撒旦嘅謊話唔係講玩嘅。
But Satan's is His voices are no joke.
撒旦喺你心裏邊，喺你嘅生命嘅裏邊，對你所講嘅謊言唔係講玩嘅。
His word in your heart is making damage.
彼得佢話：務要緊守警醒，因為你們嘅仇敵魔鬼如同敲叫嘅獅子，遍地遊行，尋找可吞吃嘅人。
In 1 Peter, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
佢嘅目的只有一個。
His only got one goal.
攞你條命。
To kill you.
等你聽唔見有一個神係拯救你同愛你嘅。
To make you not able to hear God's voice.
佢要奪取你嘅生命。
Because he wants his your life.
近上年嘅時間喺香港咧，大家都有一個嘅認識一個嘅名詞叫做語言藝術。
You heard of a term called the deception, in Chinese.
原本嗰個嘅內容咧，好似係一個嘅language art 語言藝術。
The term is like language art.
但係中文嘅藝佢轉咗做一個虛偽嘅藝。
But the art is like a false statement.
所以語言藝術喺香港講緊嘅就係用語言嚟到去呃人。
Using word to deceive you.
呢度我哋唔講政治。
We are not talking about political things.
但是大家知唔知道最出色嘅語言藝術家係邊一個？
Do you know who is the biggest deceptor?
撒旦係最出色嘅語言藝術家。
Satan is the one who tells lies all the time.
佢會用盡一切嘅方法，透過佢嘅說話，透過佢嘅 voice 去令到你係去被騙。
He will use any means to deceive you.
目的就係要奪取你嘅生命。
To gain your life.
不让你回到神的爱的里面。
Will not allow you to go back to God.
在今天的经文路加福音里面，当耶稣开始侍奉以先，天父首先的向他肯定他对他的爱。
Before Jesus actually started his ministry, God actually confirmed him, affirmed his love.
但是撒旦都不放过耶稣。
But Satan is not giving up.
在路加福音第四章第三、第七、第九节，
In Luke chapter 4, verse 3, 7 and 9.
我們發覺撒旦用了三次的去試探耶穌。
Satan actually tempted Jesus three times.
三次裡面他用了同一個的模式。
And he's using the same pattern in all three lies.
是什麼呢？
What is it?
If, then.
If you are, then you.
如果你是，或者如果是怎樣，你就可以。
If you are, for example, son of God, then you can, like, change stone into bread.
第一个嘅语言艺术嘅系用权力去定佢嘅定耶稣嘅人生。
The first deception is defining by power.
魔鬼对耶稣话：你若是神嘅儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。
If you are the son of God, tell this stone to become bread.
讲紧嘅即系话。你如果是神的儿子的时候，你有能力的。
If you are son of God, you have that power to change things.
用你的能力证明你是神的儿子。
To reaffirm that you are the son of God.
第二个的语言艺术，他说如果你有成就，你就有能够定你的人生。
The second deception is, if you are successful, then you can change your life.
撒旦话：你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。
If you worship me, it will be all yours.
即系讲紧，如果你话你系神嘅儿子啊嘛，你话你呢个身份啊嘛，你有成就，你就证明你就系呢个身份。
You said you are son of God. Why don't you prove it? If you can make yourself successful, then you can prove yourself.
第三嘅就系尝试嘅系用佢嘅名声去定耶稣嗰个身份。
The third deception is use your popularity to define himself.
你如果系神嘅儿子，你可以由呢度跳落去。
If you are the son of God, throw yourself down from here.
点解要喺个殿顶跳落去啊
？Why do you want him to jump from the top of the temple?
好多人睇到嘅。
Because there's so many people who actually can see it.
咁咪得咯，咁咪证明到你系神嘅儿子咯。
Then you can prove that you are the son of God, right? Because of you're gaining popularity.
神啊，好多时候就系咁样嘅稍微转变。
Satan is just twisting the word a little bit.
你发觉头嗰半步你系神嘅儿子，佢冇改变到任何嘅事实。
He used the first part, if you are son of God, that is the fact. He did not change that.
但佢加咗一啲嘢落去。
Then he added something.
你如果有权力、有成就、有名声，就证明你系神嘅儿子。
If you have the power, you have the success, you have the popularity, then you can prove that you are son of God.
大家睇唔睇到佢嘅声音？有乜嘢方言喺里边
？Can you see there's lies in his deceptive voice？
耶稣系神嘅儿子系点样定落嚟嘅
？When Jesus is the Son of God, how do you define that？
天父亲自话：你系我嘅爱子。
God affirmed that he is Jesus is the Son of God。
我爱你。
I love you。
而唔系。你要用任何嘅嘢去证明你系神嘅儿子嘅身份。
And it's not using to affirm your position by using power, success or popularity.
弟兄姊妹，原来系好危险嘅。
It's very dangerous.
当我哋听唔到神对我哋讲话，你系我爱嘅孩子嘅时候
，If we cannot hear that God's word that you are my beloved child，
撒旦嘅声音就会入嚟。
And Satan's voice will seep in。
佢就会话俾你听，如果耶稣爱你。你应该有权力啊
！If God love you, you should have the power.
如果耶稣爱你，你应该有成就嘅。
If Jesus love you, then you should have success.
如果耶稣爱你，你应该有好嘅名，你应该有出名嘅。
If Jesus love you, then you should be very popular.
而就会引导到我哋去唔清楚嘅时候，我哋就会按住呢个方向，我哋去寻求。
If we're not clear of our identity, then we will actually seek those ways to make ourselves known.
但系嗰啲嘅方法只会越嚟越令到我哋迷失我哋自己。
And we follow Satan's way, then we are just losing our ways, actually.
卢云神父佢喺佢本书《Life of the Beloved》佢写到一段嘅说话。
Pastor Lewin in Life of the Beloved, he said something.
佢话当我哋去相信嗰啲嘅声音话我哋系冇用同埋唔可爱嘅声音。
When we have come to believe in the voices that cause worthless and unlovable,And then success,
权力、名声同埋成就就会入嚟。
And then the success, popularity and power will easily perceive as attractive solutions.
成为我哋去解决问题嘅方法。
That's how we solve our own problems.
我哋喺嗰度去揾我哋个身份。
That's how we seek our identity.
但其实呢一个卢云话呢一个系一个陷阱嚟嘅。
According to Pastor Lowen, this is actually a trap.
就係你要踩落去。
Because if you step into it,
你越踩落去嘅時候，你就越去抗拒拒絕自己。
The deeper you get, the more you reject yourself.
你越揾唔到你真正嘅身份。
And you cannot find yourself.
因為你唯一肯定你嘅身份嘅嗰個聲音，係從天上而嚟話，你係我所愛嘅孩子。
The only way you can affirm your identity is from God, and you are His beloved son.
呢个唔系净系对于一般人嚟讲。
This is not talking about just anybody.
同样嘅，对每一个基督徒，我哋好需要嘅就系要去听到，并且嘅相信接受呢句嘅声呢、这个声音，我哋系神所爱嘅。
As a Christian, we have to believe that.We are the beloved son of God, and we have to embrace it.
在你生命的里面你有没有听见呢
?Have you listened to this word?
你有没有想去听见呢
?Have you heard of it, and do you want to listen to it?
或者你有没有真的去相信呢
Do you believe?
你是我所爱的。
Do you believe that you are the beloved Son of God?
是不是你听见一个的声音呢？
Did you hear that voice?
亦或你经常的都听见的是你不值得爱。
Or you've been hearing that voice that you are not lovable?
在今天崇拜完了之后，在新的一年，我们有一些新的安排。
After this service, we have a special arrangement for the new year.
每次完咗崇拜之后，都会有执事同埋同工喺前边系会为弟兄姊妹去祷告嘅。
After the service, every time we have the pastor and the deacons in the front to pray for you.
今日嘅我哋好想特别嘅为弟兄姊妹嘅祷告，就系你能够听见神同你讲，你系我所爱呢个声音。
We want to pray for you today, especially. To make sure that you hear the voice that you are the beloved Son of God.
所以完咗崇拜之后，大家可以嘅随便嘅嚟到前边有执事同工为你祷告。
After the service, you are free to come forward, so the deacons and the pastor will pray for you.
当你睇翻今日经文嘅时间，我哋发觉耶稣已经被神肯定佢系父神所爱嘅。
When we are looking back the scripture today.Jesus has got that affirmation from God that he is the beloved Son of God.
但撒旦依然嘅尝试嘅去挑战佢。
But Satan still go through the temptation.
耶稣点样嘅能够去得胜呢？
How did Jesus be triumphant over that?
两样嘢。
Two things.
祷告。
Prayer.
圣经。
The Bible.
离开咗呢两样嘢，我哋只会让撒旦嘅声音越来越大。
If you depart from those two things, Satan's voice will get louder and louder and take over your life.
神的声音越来越小。
And God's words will become smaller.
我们的生命越来越摧毁。
And our life become more fragile.
而如果在教会里面都是一般的是这样的生命被摧毁的生命的时间。
If everybody is like in that palliative care type of life,
撒旦很容易的就摧毁我们的教会。
Satan will destroy us all.
他只需要跟我们说神唔爱你哋。
All he has to say is God doesn't love you.
又或者佢同我哋讲，你要成为一间神所爱嘅教会咩？去透过权力、透过名声、透过成就，你就代表住神爱你哋。
If you want to become a church that God loves, we have to go for power, we have to go for success, we have to go for popularity.
呢一个系摧毁教会、摧毁生命嘅好大嘅谎言。
This is the biggest deception that Satan can give us, and they will destroy our church and our own lives.
耶稣他听见父神同佢嘅肯对佢嘅肯定。
Jesus heard the word of the affirmation of love from God.
但喺佢侍奉以先
，and before his ministry，
喺佢嘅起步点
，and his very starting point of his ministry，
佢去到边度咧？佢去到旷野。
Where did he go? He went to the desert.
在一个嘅小声音嘅地方，佢要去听神嘅声音。
In a place that is really quiet without the other voices。
圣经里边冇讲到耶稣去旷野度做乜嘢。
The Bible did not say what Jesus was doing in that in the desert。
不过透过圣经喺唔同嘅地方里边嘅记载，我哋知道每一次耶稣去到旷野嘅时候，佢都祈祷。
But according to the other parts of the Bible, every time he goes to the desert, it actually prays.
他要在祈祷里面听神的声音。
He wants to listen to God's voice in his prayer.
而当他在祷告里面听见神的声音的时候，撒旦的声音来到的时间。
When he was praying and listening to God's voice, Satan's voice might come.
他就用神的说话去将撒旦去击退。
And he's using God's word in the Bible.To destroy or defeat,
继续嘅让佢自己嘅身份能够被肯定喺神嘅喺父神嘅爱嘅里边。
Continue to affirm the love of God and His own identity.
三次耶稣点样回答咧？
Three times, how did Jesus answer Satan?
第一次魔鬼对佢话：你若果系神嘅儿子，可以吩咐呢啲嘅石头变成食物。耶稣回答说：经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出嘅一切话。
The first time was devil said to him, if you are the son of God, tell the stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone.
第二次撒旦又来了，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
If you give you, I will I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. If you worship me, it will be all be yours. Jesus answered, It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
第三次撒旦再讲，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去。耶稣对他说，经常说，不可试探主你的神。
If you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here. Jesus answered, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
祷告同埋圣经是让我们经常保持住喺神听见神对我们所讲的佢爱我们这个声音的身份的里面。
Prayer and studying the Bible will always keep us in tune with God's voice and be connected to him.
九十年的主题是基督的爱激励我们。
In the New Year's theme, we have For Christ's Love Compels Us.
我们很愿意的教会真的回到由神的爱的激励的里面去建立的一个教会。
We wish that all our church can go back to the beginning love of Jesus.
我们很盼望的在我们所有的侍奉、我们的生命、我们的团契、我们的敬拜一切的都是基督的爱是那个原因和动力。
We are hoping that your motivation for worship, service, your spiritual life, your whatever services that you render is all because God's love is your motivation power.
如果要达成呢样嘅时候，我哋唔可以输喺个起步点。
If we want to achieve that, we cannot lose right in the first starting point.
就系我哋要嘅追求，我哋系要去听见、接受，并且嘅完全嘅去拥抱。神同我哋所讲，你系我所爱嘅孩子。
We have to have that affirmation of love right from the very beginning to lay our foundation so we can have that motivation energy to serve him.
唔单止一次嘅听见
，not just once，
而且嘅系经常嘅透过神自己嘅话语，透过祷告，我哋经常嘅活喺呢一种嘅状态同肯定嘅里边。
We have to constantly dwell within that affirmation of love, the lovingness.By reading the Bible and prayer and keep ourselves pure.
所以在新的一年的里面我们透过一个每周的一个的活动我们盼望的能够将圣经和祈祷 活现的在我们的教会的生活的里面。
There's a movement we're going to do in 2014. We're going to constantly keep ourselves in prayer and the word of God, dwell ourselves in that state of love.
每个主日大家回到来的时候会有主日学会有讲道的教导。
Every Sunday we have Sunday school, we have the sermon.
但我们同时的也都在早上的有祈祷会 and, 在完了崇拜之后有祈祷的服侍。
Before the service we have that prayer meeting, and also after the service we also pray for you.
去到禮拜二的祈祷会的时间我们会在祈祷会的当中我们用的是更多时间去用神的话语去祷告。
During the Tuesday prayer meeting, we will have more of the Bible verses to empowering us in our prayer.
我会教大家一个叫 C to C 的一个的祈祷的方法。
Pastor Law, Reverend Law is going to teach us a method to pray.
用神的话语去祷告。
Using God's word to pray.
而我们用的经文的内容是礼拜日讲道的经文。
And we are using the messages from the Sunday sermon on our Tuesday prayer.
而大家也都会留意在大家今天的程序表里面设了一个讲道的大纲。
And if you notice our bulletin, there's a little insert, it's a summary of our sermon.
在个讲到大纲的背后有一个小组讨论分享的一个工作纸。
And behind that, there is actually a small group discussion topics.
我们盼望礼拜日所讲的道那30分钟的讯息。
And we are hoping that with that 30-minute sermon on Sunday,
带入去我们的祈祷会的里面
will bring us and focus us in the Tuesday prayer meeting.
我们用神的话语去祷告。
We are using God's word to pray.
而我们继续的进入到我们的小组的生活的里面。
And then when we are leading to our fellowships and small groups,
我们用神的话语彼此相交代祷。
And we are using God's word to communicate, to share, to pray.
而进入第二个星期的时候我们继续一个这样的流程。
And then repeat that for the following week.
这个安排只是一个原因。
And this type of arrangement just have one goal.
让我们的生命
and to let our life
同埋我哋嘅教会
and our church
清楚嘅知道
to clearly understand
同埋接受
and accept
原来基督嘅爱激励我哋
because for Christ's love compels us
让我哋唔好输喺起步点。
Let us not lose in the starting.
在新的一年的开始里面
In the first new year,
我们就回到那个叫我们智胜的决秘诀的里面
We have to go back to the winning formula.
就是让基督的爱，让神的爱去激励我们。
Use God's love, Jesus' love to compel us.
今年是2014年。
This year is 2014.
2014在国语是什么呢？
What is that in Mandarin?
2014, 是吧？我即是你听得明啦。你不用讲。好多嘅时间呢大家踏入2014嘅时候你发觉呢大家都预备緊即係好多人就求婚啊好多人就预备緊情人节㗎啦。点解呢
In the turn of the year, and then already a lot of people are preparing for Valentine's Day, and marriage proposal. Why?
因为2014国语 2014 用咗个谐音，好多人都会用咗佢 爱你一世，爱你一世。
The Mandarin sounding of 2014 is like loving you the whole life.
所以好多人嘅都系向佢嘅男朋友、女朋友、老公、老婆唔知会唔会啦，去宣告。2014年呢一个嘅口号
，because 2014 sounds like I love you forever, so there's a lot of people preparing to have marriage proposals and preparing for Valentine's Day, etc.
今年2014年第一个嘅主日
，this is the first Sunday service of 2014.
嗰位爱我哋嘅神
，and the loving God
向你去宣告
，God is telling you
爱你一世。
I love you forever.
一生一世的有恩惠慈爱随住我们。
I love you forever, giving you all the grace and love.
你是不是这么相信呢?
Do you believe in it?
你是不是这么接受呢?
Do you accept that?